This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing scientific developments which are changing the way we view the universe. And with us today is someone who should know about the universe. Andrew Rader is a mission manager for SpaceX. And SpaceX, in turn, many people believe, has revitalized the manned space program. So we'll be talking about one day maybe even going to the planets and the stars. The book is called Beyond the Known: How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars, by Andrew Rader. And let me say that if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and we have 3 million fans on Facebook and about 1 million a week on Twitter. And my latest New York Times bestseller is The Future of Humanity. What happens one day when we terraform Mars? One day when we explore the solar system and perhaps one day build a starship? Well, these are some of the questions we'll also ask Andrew Rader, mission manager of SpaceX, author of a new book, Beyond the Known: How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars. So, Andrew, when you were a kid, a child, what steered you in the direction of science?
Yeah, I've always been interested in science. I think it might have been Star Trek that got me started. I watched Star Trek when I was really young, and I wanted to go out and explore space and travel to other stars and meet the aliens. And, you know, that was something that got me excited really early about space and science. I didn't actually connect that to real space and what we could do with NASA these days. And that happened later. I think it was when I was in college I got interested in what we could do in space today, going to Mars, going to the moon, going out into space, because that it occurred to me that that is a necessary first step in order to get to other stars. I mean, I used to think we could just sit around and wait for warp drive, right, and wait to invent warp drive and then travel to other stars, but that's not how technology works. And I've kind of realized, and basically what the book is about, Beyond the Known, is about how exploration puts us on the leading edge of progress, and that creates the incentives that drive our technologies to figure out how to do more advanced things. So if we want to go to other stars, we have to start by doing what we can with what we have and go out into our own solar system first, which creates the incentives to develop the technologies to travel further.
Well, NASA, of course, took us to the moon, and space probes have taken us to Mars and Venus and the outer planets. But some people think that, well, maybe NASA has lost its edge. It's basically a mission to nowhere. It doesn't go anywhere anymore. But many people think that all that has changed. Private enterprise, billionaires, new ideas, new money is coming in. And people are saying that perhaps we're entering a second golden era of space exploration. Well, first of all, in your book, Beyond the Known, you talk about four eras of exploration going back thousands of years, which helped to not only open the world, but actually create the modern world. So could you elaborate really quickly? What are these four stages?
Yeah, so the expansion of humanity onto our own planet really happened in three separate waves. The first wave was the humans leaving Africa. So we all started out together. We were species that evolved in a small corner of Africa. And around 100,000 years ago, many of us many of our ancestors left Africa never to return. And they spread it across the entire world, except for a few islands out at sea and Antarctica. But everywhere else, humans already were present. When Europeans went out to explore the world, they found that there were already people living almost everywhere. So the first wave of exploration is sort of the human diaspora out of Africa. And this is the first part. It goes up to the end of the classical world, when the world was really well connected. In ancient times, Earth was connected. The Romans went to India regularly. Some Romans ventured as far as China. Chinese had expeditions to Rome. The Chinese explored the Indian Ocean. So the world was really well connected in ancient times. But then we forgot. We lost a lot of that knowledge. And the rediscovery of the world with the Age of Exploration was actually the second wave. So it was when people went out into the world and realized that they'd been this ancient connection, but they had lost all this knowledge. And so they were, like, for example, there was a 2,000-year-old travel guide of the Indian Ocean that was written by the Greeks and Romans. And it describes cities down the African coast as far as Madagascar. When the Portuguese arrived into the Indian Ocean, they knew none of this. But they ended up following a lot of the same advice. So they would meet the locals, and they actually were shown the way to India by some local sailors. But they didn't know any of this, and it was all just a rediscovery of what was already known. Apart, of course, from the Americas, which were then connected into this global system. So exploration, people going out into the world, really connected the world into this global system that we have today.
Isn't there also a cautionary lesson that if you essentially shut yourself off from the rest of the world, then you go backwards and fall behind? China in the 1400s had a huge fleet of ships that went around much of the known world, and it was the greatest fleet in the history of humanity, in fact, launched from China. But afterwards, the emperor pretty much lost interest, and he burned the boats. And China basically went backwards, inward, for the next 400 years. So there's a price you pay, I guess, right, when you don't explore, because the rest of the world doesn't wait for you, and they overtake you. What are your thoughts?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And I think this exploration is really important for a number of reasons. And one of the most important is what you hit at, which is just this dynamicism. You have to keep embracing new ideas and learning things, because you're right. Basically, what happened was China decided not to explore. They burned their ships, and they stagnated in history, whereas the most successful people in history have always been outward-looking and willing to embrace new ideas. Rome is a good example of that, and what they did was they pretty much just copied everyone's technology. So they didn't know how to build ships, so they were fighting the Carthaginians, and a Carthaginian ship washed up on a shore, and they basically reverse-engineered it, figured out how to build it, and then built a fleet of them. And they copied everyone's ideas. I mean, their gods were copied from the Greeks. That's why we have Jupiter as a planet, Saturn as a planet. These are all the Roman gods, but they were just copied from the Greeks. They copied all kinds of ideas from everyone they met, and that's why they were so successful. Just they were open-minded, basically. The Vikings were willing to adopt new ideas. And so the most successful societies in history have always been open-minded.
And for you Trekkies out there, there's the Borg, a species of aliens that basically absorb other people's technology and suck them dry. And so I guess the Romans of old were sort of like that. They basically swiped everyone's technology and became this gigantic monolith, right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with the discussion of Beyond the Known with Andrew Rader. And you are listening to Science Fantastic. And give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about boldly going where no one has gone before. We're talking about reaching for the stars with Andrew Rader, who you should know because he's a mission manager for SpaceX. And many people think that SpaceX almost single-handedly has helped to revise and rejuvenate interest in the manned space program. We're talking about new rockets like the Falcon Heavy, new rockets like the BFR that have basically fired up people's imagination. NASA is no longer the agency to nowhere because it's trying to play catch-up to the private enterprise energy of SpaceX. And with us today is the mission manager of SpaceX, Andrew Rader. The book is called Beyond the Known, How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars. When we last left off, we were talking about the stages of space exploration. So could you then summarize it and tell us about where we are today with the eras of space exploration?
So I was talking about the parts of the book throughout history, the rediscovery of the world and how we became modern. So how exploration has been the major technological driver that has created the incentives that have progressed our technology. we wouldn't, for example, have transoceanic air travel or transcontinental railroads without this incentive to move and to transport people and goods and ideas. So this is what has always been sort of the motivation for technological progress. If you do something first, technology follows purpose. So you set a purpose, and then you figure out how to do it, and it fills in how you get there. And it has all these kind of technological benefits as well. So, for example, when we decided to go to the moon in 1961, the United States had sent people to space for one person to space for 15 minutes, basically, in a on a suborbital flight. So we had no idea how to keep people alive for long periods of time in space. We had no idea if we could get to the moon, perform the navigation necessary to get to the moon. We had no idea if we could just even keep people alive, if we could have them go outside a spaceship to actually get outside and walk around on the moon or anything like that. So by setting that goal of reaching the moon, landing a man on the moon by the end of the decade, that created the motivation to develop all these new technologies that basically created the space industry, the human space flight industry.
Now, people say that you need a vision to lead us forward. The first vision was, well, beat the Russians. Well, we did. We beat the Russians, and after that, we took our football and went home, said Isaac Asimov, and we lost interest because we fulfilled our mission. Since then, there's been no vision, but now we have other visions coming in. Elon Musk talks about being a multi-planet species. And Jeff Bezos, Blue Origins, and Amazon talks about creating the Earth as a park, as a celestial park, without pollution being put into outer space. So you think, therefore, that what has made the difference is that we have now billionaires coming in with a new vision of space exploration other than beat the Russians. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. You're right. You're absolutely right. You need some kind of motivational force to sort of challenge us. I think exploration is this ultimate challenge. It's kind of like going to the gym, but for a civilization. You challenge yourself to do something difficult, and by doing that, you spur all kinds of innovation, and you have all kinds of benefits, and it even stimulates people, children, to go to school and study math and science, and kind of they want to be a part of this. It's kind of a human adventure. I almost see it as like a parallel to kind of a military enterprise, except it benefits everyone instead of, causing harm. So it's kind of this shared joint enterprise that has the power to bring us together. And I think you're absolutely right that you need this kind of motivational force in order to do it successfully. It's important to kind of select a destination and select what you want to do and then try to figure out how to do it.
Here's a question for you. Some people say that the space program is too expensive, and what do we get for it? A few astronauts waving at us from outer space? Other people say that, well, modern technology, society, the internet, GPS, all of that comes from outer space. That commerce, business is done in outer space. So could you elaborate about, well, what has space done for me lately?
Well, you probably use space on a daily basis, especially if you check your phone, use GPS, as you mentioned, but all kinds of communications and transactions, television, many people watch television that comes from space. So the satellite industry is really quite huge. In terms of space exploration, as a civilization, we spend less on space exploration than we do on chewing gum or laundry detergent or pet food or all these insignificant expenses. Space seems expensive on a per rocket or per mission basis. We're trying to dramatically reduce that cost, and I think that's an important endeavor. But even so, combined across all of humanity, the amount that we spend on space is quite an insignificant expenditure compared to many other expenditures that we have. And this kind of argument that we should, fix all the problems on Earth before we go out to explore, from a historical perspective, is a little bit silly, because humans are better off now than they have ever been in history of our species. And exploration has been one of the primary motivational forces throughout history that has driven our technology and driven our progress and created our modern world. And so if we'd ever had that kind of mentality in the past, we wouldn't be where we are today. But just in terms of technological spin-offs, space is an important area. You know, all cordless tools and wireless communications and fireproof vests and all these technologies. I mean, the digital computer was really invented to navigate Apollo to the moon. So all these technologies come about because of it. And exploration is a huge technological driver because it's placing ourselves at the leading edge of technology. And by definition, you're going to learn something there.
Well, I still remember years ago when President Lyndon Baines Johnson was criticized for sending the Tyros weather satellite into outer space for the very first time. People said that if you want to know what the weather was like, simply lick your finger and find out which way the wind blows. You don't need a Tyros weather satellite. So he was going to come on TV and justify that program. But that very same time, the Tyros weather satellite photographed the first hurricane from outer space headed toward Texas. And as a consequence, people were given the alert for the first time in history. We could actually track in real time and calculate the trajectory of a hurricane. And LBJ came on TV that night and he said, "Today, the space program has paid for itself." Actually, that's not quite true. The space program more than paid for itself because it saved the lives of thousands of people, saved hundreds of millions of dollars in property damage by predicting the weather. Now, today, of course, we take it for granted. But isn't it true that outer space saves lives and opens up entirely new industries which employ people? What are your thoughts?
No, certainly. Yeah, Earth monitoring is huge, and you know, monitoring fires. You see all those great NASA images of you can track the fires in California, for example. Just monitoring Earth's temperatures, the oceans, climate change. All there's NASA missions that measure even just the level of the oceans, so we can see if the sea levels are rising as a result of melting ice and warming oceans. Yeah, absolutely, huge impacts to our understanding of how the systems of our planet work.
So in other words, the space program actually touches every aspect of our lives, the economy, saves jobs, and we take it for granted. But it's there. It's there, saving lives and changing history itself. Well, let's move on, because in your book, not only do you talk about the exploration of the solar system, you talk about reaching for the stars. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, let's talk about reaching for the stars. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gabbled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution, the document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted
the invitation. One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Ms. Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we have on the line Andrew Rader, Mission Manager for SpaceX. The book is called Beyond the Known, How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars. So let's talk about that for a moment. Many people watch Star Wars or Star Trek and think that you just hop into a warp drive ship and off you go to the nearest stars. But let's say that you're on a Saturn V rocket, one of our most powerful rockets, and you launch yourself on a mission to the nearest star. How long would it take, approximately? How long would it take, approximately, for a conventional chemical rocket to reach the nearest star?
Well, so the velocity that you're going to be traveling depends on the mass of the thing you're launching. So you're going to be launching a pretty large spacecraft because it's going to contain you and everything you need to get there. So the short answer is we don't even have the technology. But if, for example, Voyager, which is a probe that we launched in the 70s and is now traveling to the outer reaches of our solar system, it probably will eventually reach another star. If it was traveling in the right direction, which it's not, it would reach Proxima Centauri in around 75,000 years.
So, in other words, don't hold your breath. Chemical rockets simply cannot take us to the stars.
Well, the fastest object ever launched by humans is now the solar probe, the Parker Solar Probe. And it travels at 430,000 miles per hour. This is hundreds of times faster than a bullet. And that's only 0.64% of the speed of light. And that would reach another star in 6,500 years. But the only reason why it's traveling so fast is because it's arcing in towards the sun in this orbit. And it's kind of like the Klingon bird of prey doing the gravity slingshot around the sun to travel back in time. That's kind of what it's doing, and that's why it's building up speed. So that is even beyond our capability to launch something that fast. But, yeah, it's pretty daunting to travel to another star.
Okay, well, as early as the 1950s, there was an idea of creating small nuclear weapons, mini-nukes, and shooting them outside the exhaust of a starship called Orion, and you could reach a fraction of the speed of light by basically pushing yourself on the shock wave of successive mini nuclear atomic and hydrogen bombs. Well, unfortunately, that idea never went anywhere, but on paper, the numbers seem to work. That is, by shooting mini nuclear bombs out the exhaust one by one, you could successfully reach a fraction of the speed of light. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's the only practical technology that we know of that we could build today that could potentially get us to another star. It sounds a bit wacky and self-evidently hazardous as well. But, you're right, because the difference there is you're liberating energy from nuclear reactions, which are 1,000 times more powerful than chemical reactions. So basically, rockets perform a chemical reaction that converts, you know, two chemicals to other exhaust products in fire. Basically, it burns and creates it shoots hot gases out of a nozzle. So you're basically using Newton's third law to create an opposite reaction. So you're sending these hot gases out of a nozzle as fast as you possibly can. With a rocket, the idea is to send as much as you can, as much mass flow as you can. But the more important component for efficiency is how fast can you send it. So you want to send these exhaust products as fast as you can out of a rocket nozzle. And that is the measure of efficiency. So the amount of material you send basically is the amount of thrust. So that's how much
okay.
you push.
Okay, Andrew, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of what it would take to build a starship. That's right. Today, we're going to talk about going to the stars. And you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step, As a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we have with us today Andrew Rader, Mission Manager of SpaceX, author of a new book. It's called Beyond the Known, How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars. Well, as we mentioned before the break, as early as the 1950s, a weapons scientist by the name of Ted Taylor actually did the math and showed that if you could create mini hydrogen bombs, which are called third generation hydrogen warheads, shoot them out the exhaust of a ship, you could ride on the shockwave created successfully by these mini nuclear weapons. Now, actually, I knew him, and I asked him once, I said, Ted, you pioneered many of America's nuclear weapons, like the Davy Crockett. Also, you created the largest fission bomb in history. So you then switched to designing a starship using your technology with fission and fusion hydrogen warheads. And then you stopped. You stopped. Yes, there were political forces that worked against you, but you're a scientist. Why did you stop designing a starship based on hydrogen warheads? And he said something very clear. He said that one day we will build these mini nuclear weapons, weapons so small they could be stolen by a terrorist. A terrorist that could then incinerate an entire city. How do you stop? How do you stop a terrorist who can use a small suitcase, a briefcase, to blow up an entire city? And that vision of mini nukes was so great that he decided that no, it was too risky, he said, too risky building the Orion spacecraft. But I understand that there were political forces as well, test ban treaties and other forces that also stopped the Orion. What are your thoughts about the history of that project?
You're absolutely right. It's kind of been one of these projects that's really interesting and enticing because it is sort of a really valuable technology, but I totally understand the flip side of that coin, that it is obviously very potentially dangerous. So it possibly is too dangerous to pursue. Let's hope that there are other technologies that come along that will also give us that massive benefit over chemical propulsion. And, you know, that might be fusion rockets or going down the scale even further, it might be antimatter rockets. Of course, antimatter right now is way too expensive to produce in any kind of reasonable quantity, and then you have the problem of containment, which Star Trek conveniently solves. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of unfortunate, but at the same time, it makes a lot of sense that we didn't pursue that technology.
Okay, well, Carl Sagan, the noted astronomer, he had his bet placed on something called the ramjet fusion engine. It looks like an ice cream cone. It has a gigantic scoop in the front. It scoops up ordinary interstellar hydrogen, which is in outer space, of course, and then burns it in a fusion engine, and then hydrogen turns into helium, releasing vast amounts of energy, and in principle, it could run forever, because it basically scoops up hydrogen gas, which is everywhere in the universe, and you could reach a fraction of the speed of light with the ramjet fusion engine. So what are your thoughts about this? It's sort of like a perpetual motion machine that derives energy from empty space. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's unclear if there's enough hydrogen in deep space to enable it to sustain a fusion reaction. So the idea is sound, but it relies on relatively large quantities of hydrogen, which it's not clear that there is. The other thing is you'd have to overcome the solar pressure of any star you were traveling towards. So you're not going to get necessarily a large amount of thrust, but because it's in space and there's no drag, you're going to keep going, basically. But it's sort of unclear if the physics of it really work. I think it's a good idea. The other thing is, even with any interstellar travel, you've got to find a way to deflect these small particles, even in interstellar space. With the space station, even
okay, let's take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of how to build a starship. So that's right. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Andrew Rader, Mission Manager of SpaceX, and the book is called Beyond the Known: How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars. So stay tuned as we explore the universe with a starship on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Andrew Rader, Mission Manager of SpaceX. The book is called Beyond the Known, How Exploration Created the Modern World and Will Take Us to the Stars. Well, Andrew mentioned antimatter rockets, and antimatter is quite exotic. In fact, when I was in high school years and years ago, I actually played with antimatter. It turns out that sodium-22 is the chemical that naturally releases positive electrons, that is, anti-electrons, and I built a cloud chamber in a magnetic field and was able to prove that I had antimatter in my garage with a science fair project. Well, in reality, of course, antimatter is extremely rare. So rare, it would probably bankrupt the United States if we tried to build an antimatter rocket. But first of all, take us through the mechanics of what an antimatter rocket would look like, and how would you contain the antimatter?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really knows how we would contain the antimatter, and I think that's the primary problem. Because antimatter, obviously, you have to isolate it from everything else, because everything else is regular matter, and it would annihilate to destruction explosively. So, obviously, you would have to figure out how to contain the antimatter first before you would even embark on such an endeavor. But I think that the primary idea would be that antimatter would be used as a source of power to power some kind of reaction that would probably propel exhaust. So there's different kinds of, it would be similar to a fusion rocket in a sense, but a much more powerful source of energy. So we actually developed technologies for nuclear rockets back in the 1960s, 50s, 60s, I think early 70s maybe as well. NERVA was one of the nuclear rockets. And kind of how they worked was it was like a nuclear reactor that just powers a reaction that heats up exhaust. So it's kind of like a chemical rocket in a sense, because you're just shooting exhaust out of a rocket nozzle, but the nuclear reaction is heating up and driving the pump that expels the exhaust at high velocity. So it's kind of like a version of that. And I think an antimatter could be designed in a similar way. I think there's also a way to get the antimatter exhaust to actually power the rocket directly. And actually, by the way, that sort of using the antimatter as a power source is exactly how starships work on Star Trek. So the Enterprise is powered by antimatter, but the antimatter doesn't actually provide a propulsive force. It just drives the warp drive, so it powers the ship, which then the warp drive creates the warp bubble. And I think that the antimatter is sort of channeled through the dilithium to make it, I don't know, usable in some way. It's not really explained, I think. So, yeah. So we don't really know the answer to that. We just kind of know it's a really powerful source of energy.
Okay, well, now let's talk about warp drive, which you mentioned. Stephen Hawking, a colleague of mine who recently passed away, actually said that a wormhole might be physically possible. But, of course, to build one in your backyard is beyond our capability. But, yeah, warp drive may actually be compatible with both the quantum theory and Einstein's theory of general relativity. So explain to us, what is warp drive, what is a wormhole, and can you build a machine on this principle?
Warp drive. So I guess the closest thing to a working theoretical model of a warp drive was proposed in 1994 by the Mexican physicist Miguel Alcubierre, and it's basically producing an energy density field lower than a vacuum, and you would basically create this bubble around your ship. And it would unfortunately need negative energy or negative matter, and which are not the same as antimatter. That's different. But we're not actually sure if negative matter exists or if negative energy exists. It's kind of like taking the laws of physics and turning them on their head and saying we would need to do the opposite of that. So unclear. The other thing is, so with a wormhole, I guess that would be a break in the space-time continuum that you could somehow travel through, create a portal, possibly at a black hole, and then you could use that to somehow jump to some other place in possibly a different universe, or possibly our universe. So these things are interesting ideas that may someday enable travel faster than light, but it's really different understanding how something works at a theoretical level to building a practical transportation system. So I would say that these are in the someday, maybe, someday, never category. I really don't think that these are kind of near-term technologies on the horizon, which is why I think I would put a lot of more kind of credibility into an idea of like a fusion rocket or something like that in the future, or somehow being able to travel across interstellar space on an asteroid or a comet or something like that.
Okay, well, I once asked Miguel Alcubierre of the Alcubierre Drive what he thought of his own creation. And he told me that, well, in principle, the warp bubble will, according to Einstein's equations, hurl a ship faster than the speed of light. However, there are problems, as you mentioned. One problem is that the inside control panel is disconnected from the outside universe, and so you cannot steer it. It'd be very difficult to steer your warp bubble if the warp bubble has physically disconnected from the space-time of everybody else. And as you mentioned, you need a lot of positive energy and negative energy to drive the thing. So much negative energy that we don't even know how to harness it. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So once again, Andrew, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Okay, once again, the book is called Beyond the Known, How Exploration Created the Modern World, and will take us to the stars. And Andrew Rader is Mission Manager for SpaceX. And if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And if you want to have your questions aired on 100 radio stations, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the city you're calling from, and ask away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.